I don't remember the moment that changed my life 4 years ago. Call it a side effect of being struck by lightning. That bolt of electricity burned a small hole in my memory. It also rewired my brain, transforming me into Lucille Fanny Callahan, math genius. I've been told the lightning strike story 42 times, so it's almost like my own memory. I see it perfectly. I'm at the Crystal Creek Apartments, where Nana and I lived then. There's not really a creek, just a big dirty fountain in front. I'm playing outside with a girl named Cecilia when the thunderstorm starts. We live in North Carolina, and storms happen all the time in the spring and summer. We watch from behind a tool shed. For some reason, I climb on the chain link fence. Maybe 8-year-old me was a daredevil. 12-year-old me definitely is not. Lightning strikes the fence, and the electricity runs through the metal links and then through me. Some of the current even jumps from me to Cecilia. I'm knocked out. Cecilia is just knocked over. She runs and gets help. Joe, the maintenance man, uses a defibrillator on me because the electricity from the lightning stopped my heart. The electricity from the defibrillator starts it back up. I do remember the hospital and the black burns on my pale hands. I remember pretending to be asleep while Nana prayed next to my bed. I only stayed in the hospital one night. The doctors did all their tests. They said my heart took a 2 to 5 minute nap. I hate that no one knows the exact number. They said I was lucky and I'd be fine, back to normal in a few days. But doctors are wrong sometimes. A week later, Nana and I were watching TV, and a commercial came on for a used car dealership. The man was screaming, so I had to pay attention.
"That's $359 a month for 48 months, folks."
He was really loud.
"Nobody beats Frank Fontana. Nobody."
I yelled back, "$17,232.
"What?"
Nana asked. "That's how much the car costs," I said.
"Did you read it on the TV?"
"I just know. 359 times 48 is 17,232. Nana frowned and shook her head. But then she got up and went to find a calculator.
"What were those numbers again?"
she asked. I told her, and she punched them in.
"And the answer?"
"17,232.
"You're right."
She sounded surprised. I wasn't surprised, but I guess I should have been. I mean, I was only in second grade, and we were still learning addition and subtraction. Nana turned off the television.
"What's 99 times 88?
She asked. 8,712. "Can we have McDonald's for dinner?" I asked. Nana ignored me and asked another math problem, and then another. She kept using bigger numbers, more digits, but it never got harder. The doctors call my condition acquired savant syndrome. Savant means that my math skills are far beyond normal, and acquired means I wasn't born with this wacky ability. I got it because I was holding a metal fence during a lightning storm. Cecilia didn't get any special powers. We stopped being friends soon after that. I was busy trying to understand my new brain, and in the fall, Nana and I moved.